In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The necessity of submitting to the Prophet's sayings, peace be upon him and his progeny.
One of the important differences that distinguishes Islam from all the early divine religions is that it states that it is the final religion of Allah. It offers the ultimate divine instructions for people in terms of beliefs and practices, and all its commandments and prohibitions are effective until the Day of Judgment. Believers of all generations are required to submit to the sayings of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, to achieve felicity. Allah states in the Holy Quran,
"It is not permissible for a believer, man or woman, to exercise choice in a matter for which Allah and his Messenger issued a command. Whoever disobeys Allah and his Messenger, he has surely strayed off the path, a manifest straying. Whoever does not judge according to what Allah has sent down, is a disbeliever. O you who believe, do not precede Allah and his Messenger, and be watchful of your duties toward Allah. Verily, Allah hears and knows all things. But know, by your Lord, they have not truly believed until they make you judge in all disputes between them, find in their souls no resistance against your decision, and submit to you with complete conviction. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those who are given authority from among you, and if you had a dispute in a matter, return it to Allah and his Messenger if you believe in Allah and the Last Day. Say, if you truly love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you and will forgive you your sins, and Allah is oft forgiving and the most merciful. Say, obey Allah and his Messenger. But if they turn back, Allah loves not those who reject faith.
Therefore, it is necessary for a believer to follow all the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, which have reached us in the form of traditions. Opposing the traditions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, means opposing Allah and disbelieving the above-mentioned verses of the Holy Quran. Weakening and disregarding the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that have been handed down to us, means believing that the Quranic verses, which require us to follow his sayings, are useless in our time. Particularly, for such an important issue as the message of Ghadir Khan, rejecting it means believing that Allah and his Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, have failed to convey the message that, according to the Holy Quran, if not conveyed, would be as if nothing of his religion was conveyed, and religion would remain deficient and unsatisfactory in the sight of Allah. It is, therefore, our duty to acquire and learn this final message of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, to comply with what it entails, and to follow its directions.